Daily Action Step Number 1. I am reversing my biological age by changing my perceptions of my body, its aging, and of time. I put this into practice by 1. Changing my perception of aging by resetting my biostat and practicing on a daily basis the rituals that remind me of my biological set point. 2. Changing my perception of time by the practice of self-referral techniques, bringing my attention to the non-changing factor in the midst of change. 3. Changing my perception of my body by learning to experience it as a field of energy, transformation, and intelligence, practicing the energy, transformation, and intelligence technique. Perceptions create reality. By changing your perceptions, you change your reality. By changing the perception of your body, its aging, and of time, you can reverse your biological age. A basic principle of Ayurveda is stated as, what you see, you become. What you see is a selective act of attention and interpretation. Although you are inundated by billions of bits of sensory impulses every moment, you selectively filter out the vast majority, allowing only a very small fraction into your awareness. What you allow into your awareness is determined by your habitual patterns of seeing and interpreting the world. To make this point clear, consider a situation in which you and your friend are sitting on a park bench. Across the street, a woman is walking her beagle. Your friend, the manager of a woman's apparel store, hones in on what the woman is wearing, scrutinizing her outfit. Deciding that she does not like what the woman is wearing, your friend feels mildly annoyed. As an animal lover, you barely notice the woman, but instead focus on her dog, which reminds you of a puppy you had as a child, and as a result, you feel a little wistful. What is the reality? It is clearly different for both of you as a result of your selective acts of attention and interpretation. Reality is flexible and subject to revision. Reality is the result of perception, which is a selective act of attention and interpretation. Your attention and interpretations create what you see and ultimately determine what you believe. A belief is simply an interpretation that you hold to be true. For example, due to habits of perception, most people half a millennium ago believed that the sun revolved around the earth. When Copernicus suggested that our planet was not the center of the universe, people were upset because challenging prevailing beliefs inevitably generates resistance. However, new ideas that expand awareness, enhance life, and take us closer to truth are contagious. Before long, a critical mass of people embrace the new idea, and their beliefs about themselves and the world are forever changed. As we enter the new millennium, the insights of our most advanced scientists are just beginning to influence our collective views. Our ideas about the human body, its aging, and even time itself are undergoing a dramatic shift, opening the possibility for unprecedented health, vitality, and longevity. Let's look at how we may begin to embrace these more expanded and empowering beliefs. Your habits of attention and interpretation create deeply ingrained beliefs, which are the interpretations you hold to be true. Beliefs create biology. The only true way to measure the aging process is through the biomarkers of aging. By now you know that the biological markers of aging are reversible. Now it is time to use the organizing power of your intention to set a clear expectation to reverse your aging. Your intentions establish your expectations, and your expectations influence outcome. We know from many scientific studies that whatever you anticipate happening with your health is much more likely to occur. Doctors sometimes ridicule this as the placebo effect, but the placebo effect is a testimony to the power of intention. When a doctor and a patient believe in a treatment, the positive results can be as high as 100%, even if the treatment is later found to have no pharmacological benefit. If patients with asthma are given salt water and told it will help their breathing, they will breathe more easily due to the placebo effect. Given the same salt water, with the suggestion that their breathing will worsen, they experience the expected deterioration. This is called the nocebo effect. In every condition imaginable, from high blood pressure to cancer, from stomach ulcers to inguinal heart pain, your expectations can make the difference between health and illness, life and death. We can summarize this principle in one line: what you believe, you become. We can use this principle to great effect. Set the intention to grow younger and live longer. Your intention is a powerful activator of your inner pharmacy. Your expectation of growing younger will lead to the reversal of your aging.